behind. Tonight, you've heard a lot about love, and this teaching is called Love in Action. And I don't think we can ever get tired of hearing about the love of God because it is so huge and is who God is. Ron Booth shared an amazing truth of God's word contrary to the approach of the adversary to social distancing. Gamma Jerry associated unity with love being the bond that brings us together. There's been a thread of love in these teachings that I would like to continue, but let's look at love in action. Ron closed with Romans 8:37. I would like to open this evening there. So we're going to look at Romans 8:37. Most of the scriptures I'm going to share will be the New King James. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us. Give us that social distance. Nothing can do that from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. It's Christ in you, right? The works that Jesus did, we can do, because the Father will direct by the Spirit to help those that need helping. We want to be faithful to his call and assignment. Jesus was. Jesus always went to the Father, and the Father led him to what he needed to do. He only did the Father's will. No social distancing can stop us, because our Heavenly Father has a greater plan, and that is the unity of the body of Christ in the bond of love. 2 weeks ago, when it was announced we were to be sheltered in, bars, restaurants, schools were to close, and only essential businesses were to remain open. My wonderful husband was woken early with an urgency to pray. When I got up, he told me, God wants us to start doing fellowships 2 times a day until the end of the month. When God calls, the love of God in Christ responds with action. So on March 21st, Saturday, we started our 2-a-day fellowship, and it has brought believers from all over the country and world together. We have recorded the last 12 teachings on our website, and for those that can't dial in, like in Kenya with Brother Anthony, they have access them there. The Word of God has been hot and powerful. I believe this has also established a habit to take time with the Father daily, whereas we would have been too busy listening with the news going on. I don't even know what the news is right now, quite honestly. It's a little too confusing. The love of God in Christ Jesus responds to God's call. We all have the desire to say, let it be me, Lord, let it be me, when there's a need that arises in the body, in our country. Our country and world need our obedience to stand and shine as lights for the truth and defeat the invisible enemy, the devil. We have heard 2 Timothy 1:7 a lot in the last few weeks. While the world is living in fear, we are living in power and love and a sound mind. We make a choice, fear or love. When you know your Heavenly Father, there is only love, right? Walking in love should be our main focus day after day. When we do, we begin to a love walk, a new way of thinking and a new way of acting. We want to become addicted to walking in love and blessing people. And this is what should be infectious. Our love virus, don't you think? Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 10 in the NLT says, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Isn't that wonderful that it's not a pretend thing. It's not a hypocrisy. It's a true, genuine love that we bring out the best in each other. Now's the time to strive for loving and giving. We live in a day and time when we are needed to extend hope, courage, and comfort to those around us. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we are to pray without, pray in the Spirit, and for all saints. Do you know all saints? Me neither. I guess that's why we pray all the time. A great calling for each of us is to speak in tongues much. Love is giving. It's a time, an action that is taken because of the characteristic of love. Love gives. And each one of us that have the Spirit of God in us have that ability to just pray in the Spirit all the time. And when you get that urge to pray, you just don't know what for, that's what tongues is all about. 1 Peter 4:8 says, and above all these, all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Love does not expose fault, it covers them. Hebrews 12:10-24, it says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. We want to stir up love and good works. And the Amplified says, a little wordy, but it says, and let us consider and give attentive, continuous care to watching over one another, studying how we may stir up, stimulate, and incite to love, and helpful deed and noble activity. Now, it's a commitment that we have to love one another, to encourage one another. We are all encouragers. Because love doesn't find fault, love only brings out the best. Genuine love is an expression of the deepest appreciation for another human being. It is an intense awareness of his or her needs, strength, and character. It is unselfish, giving, and caring. Generosity is love in action. Love must give. It's the nature of love to do so. Of course, John 3:16, God so loved that he gave, is probably the greatest example there. Love is the trademark of a Christian. We should be identified by our walk, not just our talk. We want people to experience God's love through us. We want to live who we are as Christ. As he is, so are we in this world. And that is God's plan for each one of us, to answer his call. To help, to serve, to love. In John 15:7-14, Jesus was talking with his disciples, and he talked about the love. He says in, well, towards the end of that, he says, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Jesus always did the will of the Father. He followed through and sought the Lord for wisdom and understanding. In the Old Testament, God worked with men of God, prophets, to care for the needs of individuals, nations, etc. The prophet Elijah had a very challenging life, and a rewarding life when he was obedient to the word of the Lord. I'd like to share an example of two people who obeyed God and survived a great disaster in the land. And this you will find in 1 Kings chapter 17. The word of the Lord came to Elijah. It was a time of drought. Elijah gave a word from the Lord that there would be no dew or rain for many years until Elijah said so. Now that's a pretty bold and important job that he had that would not leave very many people happy to have him around, because he would cause the rain to stop and it wouldn't start until he said so. In James chapter 5 verse 17, it says that it didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months. He prayed again and it rained. It also says that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It says he was a man with like passions as we are. He rose to the occasion and accepted his assignment. Fervent prayer is important in our love walk as well. So we're going to look at this 1 Kings chapter 17, starting in verse 5, and see how God gave him an assignment, and he had to carry it out. And God will give all of us assignments when we ask him for it. We can get up in the morning and say, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do today? Who can I call? Who can I bless? What do I need to build myself up so that I can be a greater servant for you? So in verse 5 it says, so he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and stayed by the brook Cherith. He had to get out of town, which flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land. But God promised to take care of Elijah, so he sends him somewhere else. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. God promised Elijah, if he would do what he told him to do, that he would provide for him, no matter if it was a drought, whatever the problem in the land is, whatever our land is, God will take care of us. Any virus, financially, he will always take care of us. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, indeed, a widow was there gathering sticks. God said it, it's going to happen. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. God prepared for each of them to have their needs met. It was their obedience and love for him that they took the correct action, the loving way. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. This was the last of her sustenance, her last mite, we might say. And Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the oil jar of oil run dry until the day of the Lord sends rain on the earth. She was given instruction and was told not to fear. And that's what we are always told, that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. So as she was to obey, she would know that the Lord will provide for her until the drought was over. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry until, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. And then, now it happened after these things that the son of the woman who owned the house became sick. And his sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. So she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to kill my son? And he said to her, give me your son. So he took him out of her arms and carried him up to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him on his own bed. When he cried out to the Lord and said, O Lord my God, have you also brought tragedy to the woman with whom I lodged by killing her son? He stretched himself out on the child three times and cried out to the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him. Then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room into the house and gave him to his mother. And Elijah said, see, your son lives. Then the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth. The widow gave her last meal to Elijah. She obeyed God and was truly blessed. Can you imagine what the neighbors said after they heard her testimony? The word of God spread. We have a testimony of God's peace and love in our time of chaos. Don't you think there are plenty of ways we can bless, encourage, and give? When you get the urge in the middle of the night or during the day to pray, stop, speak in tongues. Follow through on the word of the Lord, and you will do the great works that Jesus did. Our Heavenly Father has provided us with the spiritual understanding to discern situations and needs and to do the works that Jesus did. Because Christ is in you. Love is in you. These are permanent. Let's take that love and act on loving those that need God's love and grace and mercy today. Building the body of Christ, the family of God. Amen.
Amen.